Welcome to Owning Our Sensitivities podcast. I'm Bonnie Snyder, an intuitive professional life balance coach with a background in education and counseling. In all honesty, I'm a catalyst, providing a space, products, and services to nourish that spark within you. I partner with women, intuitive, empathic, creative, and highly sensitive women. Women who want to discover, really remember their personal magic, enabling us to be who we are without apology. Honoring our gifts and feeling empowered in our relationship with ourselves and others, and knowing with our gifts we are an integral part of creating the shift in the world we know that is possible. I'm so glad you're here. No matter what you're doing, I'm just glad you're here for HSP Holiday Happiness, or Holiday, you fill in the word. So allow your sixth sense to lead you home this holiday season. Whether you're just starting to plan your holidays or in the middle of the holidays, there's always time to create some peace, joy, and less overwhelm. I promise you. There are 8 tips in this podcast, so there's enough that you might find something here that is helpful that will make a change and maybe a downward spiral that happens many times for us during the holidays. So the holidays can be overwhelming for many people. Some people opt out completely, and that's okay because it's important that we each do what supports us in every way. Whether you're highly sensitive or not, I feel like that's so important. But during the holidays, it's almost impossible not to run into pockets of negativity, stress, overwhelm, tremendous commercialism, not enough time, tiredness, and so on. But you don't have to get or stay trapped in those lower, denser frequencies. And that's stress. Stress is a lower frequency. It's not us being really connected to our hearts, to our bodies, to our minds. So use your gifts. You have them. Listen to your body and intuition. Allow these multi-sensory senses and your sixth sense that we call intuition to lead you home this holiday season. This sixth sense, your sense of intuition and knowing, those are aspects of you and a part of your gift of sensitivity. This is the sense that allows us to know what is not seen and create our own personal magic. And when I say not known, I mean it's not on the physical realm necessarily. The holiday season is a wonderful time to stay connected to your radiant diamond essence self. Use all your senses and truly find pockets of joy during the holidays. I know it's easy to make a promise to yourself or even to a friend. I'm not getting caught up in the hustle and bustle this year. Yet being sensitive to others, you may still find yourself caught up in the shoulds, ought tos, and want tos. Suddenly, you're in the middle of the busyness of the season, which you may be right now, becoming overwhelmed, stressed, or getting stuck in the midst of things. And remember, I have 8 ideas for you, so keep listening. You may already find yourself in a place, as I've said, in that downward spiral. So it doesn't have to be that way. We do fall into old patterns, but we don't have to lose ourselves. You don't have to miss out on the beautiful essence of the season. Use every opportunity like the holidays to consciously tap into your senses. Be open and honest with yourself and others. As you do that, you become a natural unfolding of your spark of light, which will light the way and guide you to the choices that bring you more ease and grace during this festive time. Focus on what's important to you. Then you'll enjoy the season, stay healthy, and keep your light shining. If you're choosing to participate in the holidays as a highly sensitive person, it may take some planning. Even in the easiest of years, if you're highly sensitive, this time of year can be stressful. Use your intuition and creativity to take time to plan your focus for the days and weeks ahead. Then you can tap into the flow of the best holiday season for you and those around you with more peace and less stress. For years, I had no idea how to move through the holidays with less stress and overwhelm. And for years, I enjoyed the holidays, but by the end of the holiday season, I would get overly tired and stressed. Sound familiar? So my immune system was weakened and I would get a cold afterwards. And now, of course, it's really important to take care of our immune system and to reduce stress. Surprise, right, that one would get sick after the holidays, because we get overwhelmed, stressed, or even anxious when we're involved, even in activities we love. We're in times when many holiday and family traditions are changing for many reasons. So it's a great time to choose what gives you holiday happiness and doesn't send you down the tunnel of you know where. I know many times if you're highly sensitive, your family or friends don't understand how overwhelming holidays and get-togethers can be, more than for the 80%, which we've talked about, the dandelions. Owning your sensitivity and knowing it's a strength, not a weakness, is important. Can you have a conversation that highlights your gifts of compassion, understanding, creativity, or sharing what your gifts are and share them because you're able to say this in your own words to explain how your brain is wired a bit differently and how you experience the world? You take in more information than most people, or we can say the 80%, and we hold space, and you do this, we know you do, with gifts of compassion and love for others. There is nothing wrong with you, and it allows you to share how you experience the world with your gifts. So, of course, you might get more overwhelmed than someone who's not as sensitive. And that's the good news, that you have these wonderful gifts. And if you take care of yourself and don't get as overwhelmed, or overwhelmed at all, life is easier, as you know, not just during the holidays. You may have to spell out exactly what you need to do to take care of yourself. See how you can work it out. It's not a weakness. It's just a difference in your ability to stay peaceful and calm and enjoy times with others. I know what you're thinking. I know. Your family or friends may not be happy with you or understand if you shorten your visit or choose a time that is less hectic or need a break from the family. It's okay. We have to be okay when others don't agree with what we think is best for ourselves or don't understand, but that's part of owning our sensitivity. So just a thought, if you're traveling, take with you or make sure you have access to what music or meditations can support your feeling comfortable and relaxed. Don't laugh, but I always take my own feather pillow when I travel. I even took it when I traveled to Japan. I found I slept better with my own pillow. And we know sleep is important. Sleep is important for us not to get overtired and to keep our immune system boosted. So that is number one, talking to your family and doing things that are supportive to you. There are eight. Two, pace yourself. Procrastination creates overwhelm. I know it's easy to do, but start as early as you can in what you have to do and don't leave it for the last minute. Simplify. Let go of having too much to do. A big one I learned was to allow others to help. I love entertaining in my home, but my story and my paradigm, which is an old one, it's my house and my party, and I should do everything. No one should do anything. They need to come and just enjoy. Well, that's very nice, but that is definitely from the old view of women doing it all. I've learned not only is it helpful when others offer to help or to bring something, it lightens your load. You may even want to pay someone to come and cater or to help you. But the person offering, one of your friends offering to do something to help you, really wants to help so they feel good. I've gotten better at planning parties that are easier, planning get-togethers that are smaller or some that don't require as much preparation, or again, just allowing someone to help. So it's important to focus on the theme that we have in the fall, November, particularly into December, on gratitude. A place to appreciate is that friend who does offer. You can't feel overwhelmed when you're focusing on gratitude. It's so easy to turn into the Grinch when your nervous system is dysregulated and in the fight, flee, freeze, or fawn, giving in, the classic stress response when there is so much to do on top of already busy schedules and feeling whatever is going on in the outside world, which you do if you're a highly sensitive person. Focusing on daily gratitude keeps you in the flow of magic and more ease. You can just stop and do this in the moment or start the day or end the day with gratitude if you don't already. But I find it especially helpful to just stop during the day or evening and focus on appreciation in the moment. Number three, you know this one. Absolutely, absolutely take a few minutes each day and be quiet. I know what you're thinking. I've thought it too. You don't have a spare moment. But I promise you, if you take a few minutes, it's counterintuitive, but you end up with more time rather than less, getting things done, and sometimes ahead of time. I know in the past when I would have holiday parties, I took this seriously. And when I stopped and quieted myself the days before the party or in the middle of the day, it made a huge difference. I was not still finishing up when the doorbell rang, and believe it or not, I had time to spare. The last time I really practiced this, we haven't been entertaining quite as much, I actually had a whole hour where everything was completely ready. I could not figure out how that happened. So our mind cannot figure it out, but it is possible. But we know if time is really relative and we don't focus on certain things and we do take time to be still, that things do shift. Also, in the quiet, you can ask, what is most important today? What can I do to make things simpler and easier for myself today? Trust that. So during the holidays, it's most important to use your gifts and listen. Follow your intuition, be creative and grateful. And again, take some time and plan your day. Don't wait for the last minute. And you may want to listen to Overwhelm and Reconnection, one of the audios on the website. And I will leave that in the episode notes. So number four, as we talked about earlier, plan family gatherings that make you happy, not out of obligation. This may be where a no comes in or a focus inside and allow new possibilities to surface that work for you. And if that works, believe me, it works for everyone else, even if they don't realize it. And that's letting go of the shoulds, yours or others, and start to think which rituals, again, make you and your family joyful. Or do you want to create new ones? Once again, say no to invitations and tasks you don't want to do. Don't overcommit yourself. The next one. Stay present in the moment. As you stay present, which also goes with gratitude, you will notice the beauty, the lights, the sparkle in a child's eyes. Because you have heightened sensory processing, you can become overwhelmed quickly. Being present in the moment, present, gives you a present, and you can enjoy the simple things that give you joy, the sights and the sounds of the holidays. So connect to your heart and spark of light as you use your senses to be home for the holidays and home for yourself. So 8 is take a taste of beauty, using your amazing senses to amplify and align your inner light this season. Your senses of, and I'm going to put this one first because it's very important, intuition, sight, hearing, touch, smell, taste, and all the other senses you use just as a natural part of who you are. You will sparkle your light more brightly and enjoy the magnificent parts truly of this holiday season. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the senses of sight and smell, our taste of beauty. Think of how you feel when you smell the delicious scent of your favorite food. Olfactory is the first and quickest sense to help us with emotions or to derail us if it's a smell that is associated with something unpleasant. But this fresh smell of Christmas trees just to me is always amazing. We have a live Christmas tree, but I love it when my daughter sends me a live wreath. We live in Florida, so it's a little harder to enjoy that evergreen smell. Another way to use your sense of smell and exponentially raise your joy ceiling is using pure essential oils. They can uplift, calm, or bring in those wonderful holiday traditions and smells with any scent you love. You can diffuse them if you have a diffuser. You can use an oil. I myself like Young Living, so like Stress Away, which is on my site. You can find it there. That's one of my favorite, peace and calming, or even joy. You can diffuse it. You can put it on your wrists. You can put it on diffuser bracelets. And again, you can look in the shop or purchase one. Lovely to do during the day. Just another way to use our senses to uplift us. Our sense of sight. What joyful faces have you seen? I love the holiday season because people smile more often. They're kinder. And oh, do I love the lights. Look at things through a child's eyes, even the lights, with that wonder and excitement. It's easy to get wrapped up in the do's and miss what's inherent, the small pleasures using our senses. You may find a beautiful holiday surprising scene on the road as you're driving, or look at a lovely meal on the table. Doesn't matter if it's for the holidays or not. Just setting a table, which I know most people don't do, but we still do some of that. Sometimes it's just stunning. Use your sense of hearing. What do you hear? Do you hear the joyful sound of children's laughter? Are you listening to music that makes you happy and even makes you want to dance? Stop and just sing or hum. That actually works on relaxing your amygdala, which is in the lower part of the brain, which activates your stress response. But that part of the brain is responsible for keeping you safe. And of course, Amy knows that holiday stress is not safe. So, as you take a taste of beauty, it lights you up from the inside. You can taste a taste of beauty this holiday season, again, by using any of the senses. But let's talk a little bit about taste. Food goodies. We know about savoring. This is a perfect time of year to use the wonderful goodies of the holidays to learn how to truly savor the taste. And when we savor, we don't necessarily overeat, which is really quite a wonderful thing during the holiday season. So this comes from positive psychology. Try this three-bite secret. Take a bite of something and really savor that delicious, delicious flavor. Notice it in your mouth. Just savor and enjoy it. Wait 90 seconds. Now, I have to tell you, 90 seconds is not long for many things, but when you're waiting in between bites of food, it is. But do this with two more bites, each time appreciating and enjoying the flavor. Savor it. Take your time. As I said, it's not always easy. 90 seconds may seem like an eternity, but after you do it a few times, it becomes an easy taste of beauty. You are filled with a delicious taste, and honestly, the research says, and I've tried it, you don't need to eat more. So as you savor, you sparkle from the inside out with your joy. So this three-bite secret was actually reinforced on a show I caught on TV, Watching Your Weight During the Holidays. It said, eat only three small bites of your favorite dessert. Who knew it could be so simple to keep ourselves in line with the divine through our palate? So this is a time to take care of yourself in small ways. We do tend to let self-care fly out the window during the holidays, which is why I saved it for last. Plan short self-care rituals into your day. Let go of things you don't absolutely need to do, and you will slide through the holidays more easily. So I'm just going to summarize what I talked about in this podcast. So things to help yourself. Ask yourself frequently, am I home for myself, or am I losing myself in my to-do list for the season? Or am I missing an opportunity to take care of myself? Trust your intuition, your senses, and how you feel. Think about what you liked from last year and what you would do differently. Focus on your heart and listen. Intuitively feel into it. Keep your inner sparkle. Ask yourself and trust the inner guidance you receive on what works for you and is optimal for all involved, because in the long run, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for others. What is your intuition telling you? Need another clue? If you aren't sure, you can click the image on Owning Our Sensitivity, the Diamond Inspiration. And it will give you more information and guidance. Be curious, creative, and trust an intuitive idea that may fit for you, your families, and gift giving. Ask your wisest self, what would delight me, fill my heart with joy, and make my soul sing? When you trust yourself, you are glowing. Your spark of light, your personal diamond, your connection to source, and your own internal self-healing abilities all turn on. And what happens? The magic that happens are people show up to support you when you need it. Creativity flows when you are looking to plan a get-together, something at work, or just living life. You have an inspiration for a gift you want to make, to do, or you find a super sale. Things work out better than you could have planned. You find ways that feel just very connecting. You find yourself being in the moment and enjoying the rituals of the season with much more ease. And surprisingly, you'll find everything you need gets done. And if it doesn't, it wasn't meant to be. You feel uplifted and joyful, and family get-togethers are much easier. I didn't promise that always there wouldn't be anything that might go on, but if you are in a place grounded in your light and your knowingness, things will work much better. So take a taste of beauty this holiday season by using your senses of intuition, sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. Realign with your inner knowing. Joyfully sparkle your light as you enjoy the magnificent parts of this season. And to end, a friend recently noted when you appreciate something, it's like a song that plays out into the universe, and the universe plays it back in a unique way to you. I love this. What will be the magic of the song that the universe plays back to you? Thank you for listening to Owning Our Sensitivity podcast. I hope they uplift and inspire you. And please feel free to share them with anyone you think would benefit from listening. Any links mentioned during the podcast will be in the show notes below. And please feel free to check out the virtual spa, a wonderful place to decrease overwhelm and stress and be nurtured and uplifted. If you are looking for community with other like-minded women, I invite you to look at our White Lioness Circles, a safe place for us to share, support, be recognized and honored. And I invite you to look at Owning Our Sensitivity and see what other products and services are available. And of course, I love to hear from you. Please feel free to email me.